Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. And for those of you who are struggling in your family relationships today, I just want to say I hear you, I see you, and I'm so sorry. Those are some of the hardest struggles to walk through. And so I just want to let you know that that the Lord is with you. He sees you. He understands what you're walking through. And he's going to bear that burden for you. Just continue to give it to him. And he will also give you the wisdom in how you are to interact, when you're to talk, when you're not to talk, when you're to forgive. Obviously, that's a forgiveness is such a long journey, but he will empower you to do so. And so for those stressed out in their families today, I pray shalom over you today. Great amounts of peace. All right, today I'm reading from Proverbs chapter 29. We're almost through the whole book of Proverbs. Verses 15 through 27 in the World English Bible, it says this. The rod of correction gives wisdom, but a child left to himself causes shame to his mother. When the wicked increase, sin increases, but the righteous will see their downfall. Correct your son and he will give you peace. Yes, he will bring delight to your soul. Where there is no revelation, the people cast off restraint, but one who keeps the law is blessed. A servant can't be corrected by words, though he understands, yet he will not respond. Do you see a man who is hasty in his words? There is more hope for a fool than for him. He who pampers his servant from youth will have him become a son in the end. An angry man stirs up strife, and a wrathful man abounds in sin. A man's pride brings him low, but one of lowly spirit gains honor. Whoever is an accomplice of a thief is an enemy of his own soul. He takes an oath, but dares not testify. The fear of man proves to be a snare, but whoever puts his trust in Yahweh is kept safe. Many seek the ruler's favor, but a man's justice comes from Yahweh. A dishonest man detests the righteous, and the upright in their ways detest the wicked. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, thank you for this opportunity to pray today. Thank you for this opportunity to gain wisdom from your Proverbs. Thank you for compiling and bringing together the Word of God over all those different authors, all those different years, and Lord, that has the central beautiful message of the work of Jesus Christ to save us from our sins and to build a brand new kingdom where your reign and rule is beginning, Lord. And I do look forward to that day when your rule and reign will be for eternity. So we thank you for that today. Help us to live with an eternal perspective so that this light and momentary affliction would be just that. We would understand that there is a weight of glory awaiting us because of our endurance through these trials. Help us to count it all joy when we encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of our faith produces endurance. That's what we long for today. We need that endurance. Lord, thank you for your scripture that teaches us you are with us, that you are for us, and when there's no revelation, the people will cast off restraints, but help us to keep your law. Lord, help us to have vision for our lives. Help us to know that you are sovereign over it all and that we can, even when we don't understand anything, even when we're confused and broken and worried and stressed, you are still working on our behalf. Even when we can't see it or feel it, as that song goes, you are still working. You never stop working on our behalf. And so, Lord, we choose to trust you today, even when our circumstances blind us to the fact that you're working. We choose to believe that you are. And Lord, we choose to be correctable. We choose to be teachable. We choose to be tender before you and listen to the Holy Spirit within us. We choose to have a soft heart rather than a hard heart. And Lord, if we don't, would you show us why and help us to have that softened heart before you? Lord, we don't want to live in anger anymore because we know from your word that an angry person will stir up strife and that a wrathful person abounds in sin. We don't want to abound in sin. We don't want to stir up strife in our lives. And so, Lord, help us to tender that anger. And instead, use that anger as a catalyst to pray to you. So the next time we're harmed by somebody or we have anger, Lord, may we turn that anger heavenward toward you in prayer because you love to answer us. And so, Lord, may that anger become a catalyst for prayer, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to support the podcast, you can leave a review on iTunes or Stitcher or Spotify or Alexa, however you're listening to this. It'll just help more people find the show. Or also, better yet, you can get the free Pray Every Day app, which is available on Google Play and on iTunes. Just key in Pray Every Day, and that way you'll never miss an episode. And it's absolutely free. You also get a free devotional every single day, so that's kind of fun. All right, I hope you have a great day, and you are loved by the one who died for you.